So I'd like to move to item four, report by regional board members. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Yes, let's see. The only thing I have to report is, and I was just going to pull this date in my calendar, but that device is off. I'm not sure what date it was. I went with Mr. Jeffries, and we did a tour of the Elkhorn Marine Reserve, Elkhorn Slough Marine Reserve. It was it's a place that we have made some significant investment. It was pretty informative, particularly to see the differences between the healthy parts of that slough and the parts that are still pretty problematic. To me the most encouraging part of the trip was, you know, we've had a lot of discussion and a lot of questions about the problems of dealing with tile drain water, and on some land leased from PG&E by Ocean Mist Farms or Sea Mist, I'm not sure which. They're in the process of putting in a constructed wetland that they expect to completely treat all of the water that comes down the Castroville Slough, and bring it actually up to water quality standards. And if they can accomplish that, that's going to be very impressive. It doesn't necessarily help us with our problems further up the Salinas Valley of nitrates going into groundwater, but in terms of dealing with the tile drain problem of nitrates going into surface water, it would be a huge step.
Thank you. Ms. Mayor Delgado.
Nothing to report other than I expect to have the same tour on December 12th.
Be sure to speak into the mic so we get you on record, please.
I'll not only speak into it, I'll turn it on. So nothing to report other than I'll have the same tour on December 12th.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I won't go through what Mr. Johnson has said, but it was a very enlightening trip and experience, and what they're doing at the Elkhorn Slough Foundation. Of course, since I chair the Moss Landing Harbor District, which is at the head of the Elkhorn Slough, very familiar with the areas. But I'd just like to let the board know, and I believe it was on September 11th, I think is the date that we had the tour, that several years ago, this board allocated several million dollars from PG&E settlement funds for Moss Landing plant and to the Elkhorn Slough Foundation, which they have purchased surrounding agriculture land around the Elkhorn Slough for erosion and also sediment problems in the Elkhorn Slough. So that money was well spent and it's working very well, and they've utilized every dollar that we have allocated them, and I'm very pleased with the results that I was shown.
Thank you. In my case, last month, and I'd say it's probably about 4.5 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, I did a follow-up phone call to Mr. Perry Clausen in regard to the groundwater monitoring program and to get an update on progress that his staff was performing. Then on the 10th of this month, I attended the Nipomo CSD ribbon cutting ceremony for their new water treatment plant. Then on the 11th of this month, I participated at a conference call between our regional water quality control board staff, the state water board staff, and the City of Santa Barbara staff in regard to the desalinization permit process. And that was the last communication that I had with the city of Santa Barbara pertaining to that application. Then I have had miscellaneous phone calls with State Water Board on various matters relating to the change of legislations, et cetera. And then as a last little general comment and input is that within our Central Coast, and actually this is occurring in other regions too, the harvest for grapes is very early, and in many instances is 3 weeks to a month early. And the reason I bring that up is the significance of the saving of groundwater use and surface water use because of this early harvest, since this is the time of the year where typically a significant amount of irrigation is still required to maintain the integrity of a fruit. So I think this translates into millions of gallons of water saving as a little happy note. So I will turn to Dr. Hunter, who will also give us, as we have set up the standard and tradition, a little update on EJ. Thank you.
Thank you, and my report will really focus on my ongoing involvement with the committee dealing with environmental justice and water, safe drinking water. You know, you all know that if you've been following our discussion on this over the past 2 years, a number of us have been involved, including Mr. Johnston at the far end there, in working on the statewide committee on safe drinking water, which was established by the governor. And in that process, we identified a number of issues, but among them is some issues that are going to have some currency now, I think, in the approach the state board will be taking. And one of those is identifying ways in which to improve sharing water quality data across different agencies, which is, of course, an efficiency in recognizing the existing information we have, but also in and building on that. We also recognize the need to update the systems to increase access to information, better identifying and assessing the problems that exist. And in that context, I just want to recognize the California Rural Assistance League in their efforts to work with communities. They're working in Monterey County. Currently, they've received particular funds to support this work. And of course, I think last month they reported on Assemblyman Alejo setting up a $500,000 fund to conduct a needs assessment. So there's some serious work going on in our region, and we're paying attention to that and contributing to that. I know staff is working on that. John Robertson and, pardon me, Angela Schroeder have been leading that effort. Also, we had been considered for a pilot project for RO wellhead treatment, reverse osmosis, which is something that could become an interim, perhaps short-term, mid-term solution for folks drinking from contaminated well water, and this is a UCLA project. My understanding is we're still in the running for placing this pilot project in our region with some arrangements still in terms of agreements between community that might be selected and the study group in order to understand the short-term and the long-term obligations of each in participating in this study. The other thing I want to point out is that as part of the statewide effort, Gita Kapahi at the state board has been ramping up a process to engage with regions to understand, better understand what the environmental justice issues are specific to each region. And most recently, she circulated the second annual process for identifying, allowing us to give her specific information, what are our issues, what are our resources in addressing these issues, what our plans are in conducting our work. And I also am aware, just as of this morning, that the Water Quality Coordinating Committee, which is coming up in October and is open to the public, by the way, that we will be have a chance to have this discussion where all the regions are present on the first day in the morning session. So that will be something to look forward to get a better understanding of how we sit relative to the other regions and how we're going to be collaborating on these efforts. And last, we have been working locally in our region to, we thought we might conduct a workshop as part of one of our hearing dates coming up, but with so many different activities going on, new groups, new staffing coming together in some of our EJ groups, we have shifted course, and I have asked, in lieu of holding a workshop, which we all agreed didn't seem like possible for us to do this year, but I don't want to wait. And so what I have asked is to see about the possibility of conducting tours, and I'm hoping that board members will find the opportunity to join on those tours. We're hoping to open up several dates so that there's some choice there in terms of being able to make the time to travel to these communities and meet with some of the organizations where they live, where they're working, and get a better feel and understanding of what they're up against. What are the challenges? I know that among them they are dealing with just lack of organizational structure, and so community development, identifying funding, and looking at ways to consolidate and regionalize the solutions are among those challenges. So there's a lot going on, but I will stop with that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only meeting I had was the first or second week of August with Josh Hagemart, who's the City of Santa Barbara's acting water services manager, and the meeting was a result of both comments and questions I had as part of a Planning Commission approval of an upgrade there of their recycled water facility that's taking place, a capital improvement project. And so we chatted about that. We specifically chatted about desal in the context of increasing the production of drinking water from recycled water. They currently have a gap in both delivery technology and available customers in the amount of recycled water they'll be producing of about 500,000 gallons a day. And so we chatted about the feasibility of literally just running the excess recycled water across the street to desal and turning it into drinking water and putting it back into the system, and what that would look like and the costs and how that would work.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.